Yes, and if you could leave the discussion and the...
Okay. Commissioner Burrows, if you and your staff could join us at the table?
Hey, Ted. How are you?
For purposes of our countywide television audience, if you could identify yourselves, please.
Ted Burrows, Commissioner of Planning.
Deborah DeLong, Director of Housing Planning.
Thank you very much. We're here to, I think, complete the process for resolving the matter of the process to do the acquisition and rehab fund out of the CDBG money, which we've been back and forth on the process. And for those of you who are not familiar with this, the process, the goal here is to take $2.5 million out of the money that was laid out by the county and then refunded to the county through CDBG for purposes of acquiring and otherwise implementing the stipulation. The purpose of which is now to acquire and rehab properties that are available for claim, basically. I'm talking like a horse person now. Off of any available properties that become available through the through municipalities or other offices to rehab and otherwise renovate, maybe their one, two, even three family housing. And we will use this fund as a revolving fund. The question is, from this board's point of view, how should we do this? And after a great deal of discussion, we've come up with the following conclusion, which is implemented in legislation here before you. It is that the administration will submit on a project-by-project basis their proposed acquisition. This committee and ultimately this board will decide whether it supports those, and if it does, we will pass a resolution on the floor of the board. The legislation does not permit any further action on this, on these acquisitions, unless and until a resolution is passed by this board of legislators. It is, I think, the result of a great deal of compromise and work, and with that broad description, I'll take any comments by members of the board. Members of the committee, rather. Excuse me. Mr. Harkin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a good piece of legislation. The model of the revolving fund for acquisition of these distressed properties was started with the state plan that we participate in. It's a good model. It's a way to move quickly to get units, and yet at the same time, it allows the board to have the final vote, which was kind of the spirit in which we passed the settlement. Whether people voted for the settlement or opposed to the settlement, the one thing we all agreed on in language and in deed was that the board should have a say in any funds that are expended in any community. So I think this legislation does both, and I fully support it.
Other members. Mr. McGarowski.
Thank you, Mr. Byrne. First, I want to thank you and congratulate you on your unbelievable amount of patience dealing with the committee, and I guess particularly myself, in working this through. So thank you for your good work on this.
At some point, you've got to thank me, too.
Well, I'll put that off to later. I just would say, and also to the administration for coming up, you know, for developing this revolving fund idea, revolving loan fund. I think it's a good way to stretch dollars and keep things going. In a perfect world, I think I would have been happier with the where we first started with the negative approval. If we don't say anything, the administration can go ahead. I think it's still a little bit more board involvement than we need to have. It's a little bit too much micromanaging, but better than an act. I think a resolution gives us, to say, the involvement that you say many members of this board want. So I think it's a good compromise and someone to support. So thank you again for your work on this.
Okay, other legislators on this point? Again. All right, then I'll accept a motion for I'm sorry, I don't mean to step on the prerogatives of the chair of the budget committee. There is a $2.5 million capital budget amendment.
I'm motioning.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by
second for both committees.
Move for both committees.
Any further discussion? Mr. Gessler.
I'll just say, Mr. Alvarado assures me that $2.5 million will be in the budget, so we're okay to do it. So thank you, Mr. Alvarado.
You can thank him.
So I said, thank you.
Any other comments? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much for your contribution,
thank
Commissioner.
Thank you very much.
You that was grueling. That was grueling.
Okay. Hearing no other matters to come before the Committee of Housing Planning Operations, I'll accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Meyer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Rogowski. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The committee is adjourned. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And because I have another meeting, I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Legislator Rogowski. Should anything come up that connects with HPR once I sign the historic legislation.
Sure. All right. We are going to go to the top of the agenda. We also, so I will ask finance, debt service, fringe benefits representatives to please join us at the table. Charlie, we don't need to pause, right?
Larry going
to
be
yeah,
up there.
Can we have a page in the budget?
Is this a review or is this the ad?
Well, both. But the page on the budget is C85.
Thank you.
Department of Finance. For the record, if you can all introduce yourself, welcome.
Yes, good morning. Anne Marie Bird, Commissioner of Finance.
Dennis Kelly, Deputy Finance Commissioner. Sure, sense, Deputy Finance.
All right, and we are also, as requested, joined by our budget director, Larry Soule, and we'll go back and forth as it.
Yeah, please join. We
have, I guess, a couple items that we can discard since we have the membership and so on and so forth. I don't want to lose legislators later on, so if we need to approve any. So item 3648 for discussion, and if we can go ahead and do that. And this is basically New York State Retirement Systems Contribution Stabilization